The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 12 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Abra.
Hi, Abra.
I have to tell you, Step 12 this week, I'm getting ready to come to meeting, and I'm just in tears. And my 15-year-old's like, "What's the matter with you?" And I said, "It's my last meeting." She's like, "Okay, you're insane. I'm like, get the tissues." I said, "You just don't understand." She said, "You do these meetings all the time." I said, "Not this meeting. This meeting's going to be over." She's like, "Okay, you've lost your mind." So when I always say a prayer before I go to a meeting. And she said, "Let me say a prayer." And I said, "Okay." She says, "Can you please bless Aunt Abra that she's not going to get in a car crash?" So I did not get in a car crash. That was nice. I love Step 12, though, because like Cammy, I sit in Relief Society or Gospel Doctrine, and I'm like, "Oh, I know the answer to that question. Let me get out my 12-step manual," you know. And the people in my ward are like, "Not again." And you can see the Relief Society president. She rolls her eyes at me. And I'm like, "Oh, no, but you got to listen, because this is so good." I'm like, "In meeting the other day, we were talking about," and she's like, "Oh, my gosh." But that's how you get those people that are, you know, the sisters that are struggling, and they don't want to talk to anybody because they're so afraid that, you know, if they go to somebody because their husbands are struggling, there's going to be that stigma about them, you know. Or you find those men that are, that feel like they're struggling and they can't, you know, they don't even want to talk to their bishop yet, you know. And I've had some of the most tender moments with people because I just talk all the time about the program. I'm sitting in a restaurant and I'm talking with my mom about, she's a missionary, and I'm talking with her about this meeting. And it was such a good meeting. These people over here at this table next to us are drinking wine, and they're feeling bad because I'm talking about a 12-step meeting, and you see them push their wine glasses over. "Can we have water?" You know, I'm thinking, "Yes, score one for the 12-step addiction program." You know, I've had such tender happenings to me because I do things like that. I'm just always talking about the program because this program literally saved my life. I had said before, you know, I'd been clean a long time before I came to this program, but I wasn't clean and sober. I was sober, but my mind wasn't in the right place, and I was just one step away from doing something stupid, which would have killed me, and I knew that, and this program literally saved my life, and I am so grateful to my Heavenly Father for bringing me to this program. The missionaries in this program are phenomenal. They give so much of their time. You know, I do 2 meetings a week, and I think, oh, if I do 1 more meeting, I'm going to just die. And I see missionaries that do, you know, 5-6 meetings a week, and I think, I can't do that. How could they do that? And they do it every week, and it's amazing. And I just want to, you know, leave my testimony that this program, you never graduate from this program. You just keep going and going. And your Heavenly Father loves you. He loves all of us. He loves us enough that when we fall down, He picks us up. And I fall down a lot, but He picks me up every time. And I'm grateful for that because I think that's the trial of being human. But I know that He's always there to pick me up, and I didn't know that before. And I'm thankful for that. I love all of you so much. I have gained some great friendships in this meeting, and I'm going to miss you all so much. I know that this meeting was meant to inspire someone, and I hope that I've been a great part of that. And I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks.
The full episode for Step 12 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.